Welcome to the Culture Gooder Podcast, a behind-the-shades look at creating and changing culture inside of Gooder sunglasses.
Welcome back, listeners. Stephen Leese here, CEO, co-founder of Gooder. The Culture Gooder Podcast has been off for a couple months, and that's because, along with hosting the podcast, I actually do have to run a company. And we took a break for a number of reasons, had a bunch of important projects. One of them is what I'm calling the brand directive, and that's what we're going to be focusing this season on. Before I talk to you about the brand directive, I actually think I need to take a step back and talk to you about why I decided to do this work. And it happened slowly over the course of the past year. But when I was growing up, a couple years ago, I was at a family gathering with my dad's side of the family. He's one of nine children. And him and his siblings were arguing about what Sunday dinner was like at their household. And I thought to myself, this is wild. They were all there and they remember it a completely different way. Not to mention when there's nine people, the youngest and the oldest are like 15 years apart. So they actually kind of grew up in two different households. And as it relates to our culture, over half our company has only been here for the past 3 years. And I realized that there's some interesting inconsistencies. And I've told numerous stories, the origin story, we have this podcast. But I actually felt like it was a time to plant a flag in the ground of like, hey, I want to define our culture, what it means, and I want to professionally record it so that everybody at the company sees it live, and then everybody during onboarding moving forward this will be part of onboarding, and we know this is an important inflection point that everybody has seen and heard the same thing. And so as I was thinking this through, interesting things would start showing up. Like somebody would ask me, how do you define culture in an interview? And I said, oh, it's the rituals, behaviors, and anchors of our company. And the person was jarred by that. They had never heard culture defined that way. Don't worry if you're jarred by it. I'm going to talk about it in more detail. That happened. And as I was thinking about this talk, I happened to be flying to Hong Kong for a giant optical fair. And this idea sprung, and what sprung inside me was, I think I need to go through and define every little buzzword in our culture. And so that's how this was sprung, really this deep-seated belief that I need to make sure there's 150 people at Gooder now, we'll be 160 soon, then 170, everybody is defining really important words the same way, like our values of fun and authenticity and our mission. So you, the listener, whether you're the CEO of a company, you are a leader of a team, you're an individual contributor, or just a fan of the brand, I think what's really important to take away from this is, number one, the importance of message repeat. If you run a company, you can do what I did. If you run a team, you can do a mini version of this inside your team. Really have concrete things that you believe in. Your values could be process and accountability. You know, ours are fun and authenticity. But your ability as a leader to understand what you're saying and constantly go back to it, talk to your people about it, is fundamentally important. And if you're just an individual contributor or a fan of the brand, I actually encourage you to listen through the lens of, is this the type of company I would want to work for? And not necessarily that you were going to apply for a job at Gooder, but as you're working through your career, you're thinking, man, I want to work for a company that actually understands what they do and they message repeat it out. I believe it's a really important piece of running a business. So that's where this all came from. Over the summer, I was at a friend's wedding with my partner, Sarah, and a person at the wedding had never met me before. They came up to me. They heard the CEO and co-founder of Gooder was there. I was like, you're the CEO and co-founder of Gooder. They weren't a fan of me. They were a fan of the brand. And this woman said, my husband and I love Gooder. They're so fun. We love how they look. And since they're $25, we have like 30 pairs. And it's really incredible what you do. And then proceeded to go for 5 minutes and talk about how much she loved the brand. And it's a very overwhelming, like, a wonderful experience. And it reminds me that every time it happens, reminds me of our mission, which is, we exist to give you permission to be unabashedly yourself, unless you're an asshole. That is for our team internally at Gooder. and our customers. That woman was talking about the accessibility that we gave her and her husband. They can be fun and fashionable. And it's a really important thing. And so as I started doing this talk, I really wanted to start anchoring it in our customer. We make product that our customers effing love. And I say effing not because I have a trouble dropping an F-bomb. I say fuck all the time, but because we have a thing called the four Fs. And when I say our customers effing love us, we have four types of customers: the fun customer, the fashionable, the functional, and affordable. And with that, we grant access to fun. We grant access to escapism. With the fashionable customer, we grant access to individuality. For the functional customer, we grant access to active. And with our affordability, we grant access, period. We make $25 active sunglasses for anyone, and we get to put smiles on people's face for a living. And that's something I'm really, really proud of, and I wanted everybody a gooder to be proud of as I did this talk. And as I started doing this talk, I would ask other people at the company, hey, do you have any stories of people talking to you about Gooder that didn't know you were part of the brand or met or were introduced to the brand without you? And I started collecting stories from people, and it was wild. And I'll share two right here because I think they're very important. One was from Mike Mountain, our head of ops. And he said, at a pool in Florida, at a beach in California, a slope in Tahoe, and on a golf course in the desert, four different locations, I said nice sunglasses to somebody wearing Gooders. And I heard a version of, oh my God, thank you. They're incredible. They're so light. They don't slip. They're polarized. They're only $25. It's a super fun brand named Gooder. That is wild. Virtually the same type of experience that I've had numerous times. Somebody loving the brand, a customer of ours. Hannah Williams, who's the producer, one of the producers of this podcast, she told me a story of her professor from Cal Poly emailed her and was like, hey, there was an assignment to pick a brand you love and do a rhetorical analysis. And usually you'll have seven people pick Apple. And this semester, we had seven people pick Gooder. And the overwhelming evaluation was that the brand does an excellent job of living into their values of fun and authenticity. That's a wild thing. When first started down the road of Gooder, never even dreamed that there would be seven people in one total, let alone one class, doing rhetorical analysis on our brand. And so as I thought about this, and these are stories I told during this talk I gave to the entire company on January 9th, I posed the question, why do so many people know our brand and our culture so well? Why are they obsessed with it? And why do they know it in such detail? And as I thought about that, I think it's for two very important reasons. One, we create accessibility. We do that in any number of ways, but particularly with our price point, we give people the permission to be unabashedly themselves. And we make people feel connected to the brand. They get it. They understand it. They can talk about it. And when you merge creating accessibility with creating a feeling inside people and a feeling of connection, you have the brand Gooder. With great power comes great responsibility. And as I realized this, I realized that I have a responsibility not only to our culture inside, but to our customers outside, that we take this seriously and that we understand how important the work we do is. It's funny. It's fucking stupid, the shit we do, like gold flogger launches, but it's so critically important. And we exist. We are here because of our customers. My spirit animal is an octopus, so I call myself the chief executive octopus at times. And one of the reasons I used to use this analogy was because I like having my tentacles in everything. I like touching all parts of the brand. And this amazing and terrifying thing has happened over the past year. The brand has moved past my wingspan. I can't touch every part of it at the same time. Along with being the chief executive octopus, I also view myself as the chief culture cultivator. And I believe my role is to evolve our brand appropriately as we grow, because it's impossible to keep it the same. Thinking that you're going to keep your culture the same at 10 people versus 20 versus 50 versus 150 is insane. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in how do we evolve it appropriately. Trust begins when clear communication happens. So with that in mind, I wanted to make sure we were clear on everything inside of our culture. So back to me flying to Hong Kong. I had a 14-hour flight there, or 12 in, 12 back, or vice versa. But for 8 hours of each of them, I love working on planes, I decided to start at the very top. And I decided to define every buzzword in our culture. What do we mean by brand? What do we mean by culture? How do you define brand versus culture? How do we define our mission statement, our values, our vision? I kept going. And every time I came to something that we did not define clearly, I would stop and define it. I'm probably a 1%er on Webster.com right now. And I went through and I defined everything. So I spun out all these threads. And what it led to was me creating a three-hour talk that I delivered to the company and creating what I'm calling the brand directive. With that in mind, I'm going to define directive. Directive is intended to guide, and our brand directive is defined as the map for our culture to achieve our mission and vision. It is that simple. I'm going to walk through this, and in the next episode, Sean's going to join me and ask me questions about it, and we're going to kind of take this and move it forward. So as I told the company, forget all you know or all you think you know about the brand. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. And I proceeded to tell the long version. You're going to get the very short version right now. If Gooder was a tree, What is below the ground, the seed, the root system, is our culture. What is above the ground is the brand. And the trunk, where the roots meet the come above the ground, is where our culture touches our customers, right? And so I want everybody just to fundamentally understand that, the difference between brand and culture. Now, the brand's a really hard word to define. I've heard a brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, which I really, really like. We define brand as the experiences and offerings that our culture creates that our customers talk about, right? The brand is the experience and offerings that our culture creates that our customers talk about. And if you're wondering, did Steven create a giant dictionary and put all these words in? You are correct. Actually, you're incorrect. Somebody else already created this, and this all got added to it. So we actually have an entire brand dictionary. Now, we define our culture as the shared behaviors, rituals, game plans, and anchors of our team. And you better believe I went through and defined every single word in that statement. Now, brand versus culture. Our brand, it's the lens that our customers perceive us, and our culture is the lens in which our internal team perceives us. Now, if you want to create a hierarchy, the brand umbrella, culture does nest underneath it, I believe. But really, there is a distinct difference between the two, and that's where this started, and then it kept going. Along the way, collected any number of stories about our customers from our people. And as we went through, really hindered on there's four articles of our brand directive. There's the ethos. This is aspirational, how we think. There's the playbook. This is actionable, how we behave. There's our anchors. This is foundational. This is how we'll succeed. And then there's sunglasses, tangible, what we make. Those are the four articles. It really is that simple. And if you imagine the tree analogy, the ethos, how we think, that is our seed. From there, the roots grow, our playbook, that's the defining of our culture, the anchor. Our four anchors at Gooder are product, marketing, operations, people. And then the tree, you know, the experiences, and then this, imagine this tree drops sunglasses as their fruit. That is how I view and how the brand views our brand versus our culture. One of my favorite things about running a sunglass brand that's successful is that we get to invest so much in our people, and so much so that sometimes I fear that people think we're a personal development company that sells sunglasses when it's the opposite. We're a sunglass company that cares a lot about personal development. And that is another reason that led me to really wanting to define what we mean by our culture. Culture is the total. It is everything. The stronger the brand, the stronger our culture, and vice versa. The stronger the brand, the more fun we all get to have. If the only thing that people took away for this brand directive talk is that product is our culture, marketing is our culture, operations is our culture, people are our culture, and we are all at the service of our customers, that is a huge win. Right? For you listeners out there, I want you to understand this. We make product. We make product for our customers. We use marketing to find the right customers to buy the right product. We use operations to make the product and send it to our customers, and all the people here make it work. Product people are our culture. Marketing people are our culture. Operations people are our culture. And people are our culture. And we are all at the service of our customer. This is really, really fundamental. And as I started working on this over the fall, I did a talk to the entire company about product in December. And I made a statement of like, you all understand that we all get paid because we make product that our customers effing love. And I got an eerie feeling. I'm like, I don't know if everybody understands this. And so that's what led to the like, oh, everybody needs to understand that our culture just isn't TWC, which is our staff meeting, or this podcast, or how we coach feedback. That is part of our culture. That's part of the people part. How we make product is part of our culture. How we view marketing and create connection with our customers is part of our culture. How diligent next level we are operations is part of our culture. It is the total. As we get in the ethos, I'm going to define all this so everybody just understands it. So when Sean and I talk in the next episode, I don't have to define every little thing along the way. As we talk about our ethos, this is aspirational, how we think. I define ethos as the spirit of our culture. We start with our origin. This is where we are from, our roots. At Gooder, we're recklessly committed to fun, blah, 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 sunglasses. This is where the brand started. If you had asked me in 2015 or 16, I would have said, we started Gooder because we think running's fun, your gear should be too. That is our origin, will never change. Our mission is our way of being, why we are here. At Gooder, we exist to give you permission to be unabashed to yourself, unless you're an asshole. That is for our customers and for our team inside. So this is where our journey has taken us, from fun to fun and authenticity. With that in mind, our values are obviously fun and authenticity, and we define values as our principles, our beacons for how we behave. We think fun is celebrating the work over the results, and we think authenticity is liking who you are as part of this brand. And we have thousands of very specific supporting behaviors for each of those. Our vision is this is where we aspire to be. This is our ambitious hope. We see a universe of connection and accessibility for all of our customers, no matter why they effing love us. We get to put smiles on people's faces for a living. We get to give access to the entire world to be unabashedly themselves. And that's something I'm really, really proud of, and I want everybody at Gooder to be proud of as well. Now, I first really appreciated our vision probably in 2016 when we did the LA Marathon Expo for the first time. Really young brand, I would pitch to everybody and I'd watch this thing happen. Somebody would come up, they would put on the black pair of whiskey shots with Satan, and they would like it, and then they would reach and they would put on the orange and blue pair of donkey goggles. And because they're $25, they would buy the bright pair, the pair they wanted to be, right? We give you permission to be unabashed yourself. And it's something that is really, really important that I want everybody here always to understand. From ethos, we go to our playbook. This is actionable, how we behave. Now, culture is the shared behaviors, rituals, game plans, and anchors of our team. You know, a playbook is like in the sports world, it's a bunch of plays. A game plan, which I find it important to draw a distinction, is a bunch of plays put together. It's one of those weird things that when people hear playbook and game plan, because they're both sports analogies, they think they're the same thing, and they're not. A game plan is a bunch of plays put together to achieve a certain goal. So as we go through this, I'm actually going to do the awkward thing, which I did on this airplane, which was, all right, Steven, the shared behaviors, rituals, game plans, and anchors of our team. How do you define behaviors? Well, the way our team acts on the daily. We're on time to meetings. We are detailed in our decks. We talk to people, not about them. We dance before TWC. These are just four examples of thousands of ways we live into fun and authenticity. For rituals, these are the practices we regularly repeat together. Dropping, you know, our product launches, our a marketing blueprint, how we create content, TWC, AMP, Gutterstock, our role in 36, our month in close for finance, the POs we place for factories. Think of rituals as exercises to make our anchors and our culture stronger. Game plans. These are fun yet tactical lesson plans that help us grow. So last year, we focused on fundamental excellence. We basically do a combination of education, rituals, and behaviors to have somebody gain something like fundamental excellence. It's just a fun way we create learning. Or I guess we encourage learning would be the proper way to say it. And then anchors, the four sectors of our brand that hold us in place, right? Think of it, they anchor us down. Product, marketing, people, operation. Think of these as the legs that we walk on. Every person touches them at Gooder. They are all just as important as the other, and they all need to be working to thrive. You can operate with one busted leg, but when you get four going, because we're a quadruped, you can become a cheetah. And that is really what is important. And then our team, I say it's important as working together, having all of our anchors move at the same pace is fundamental to our success. That's why it's foundational. And then our team, everyone currently at Gooder in our ecosystem, every colony, every herd, every flock, everyone, every flamingo. Now, I just talked about our anchors and I could go in depth, but each of our anchors, what's really important to understand, whether it's product, marketing, operations, or people, they have an overview. They have a defined goal. They have cheat code. They have KPIs they track on. They have tons of supporting behaviors for product, right? It's making product that our customers love, not making product that we love. Rituals. Each of them have their own rituals that they do, and everybody tries to challenge the status quo. Marketing, same thing. Behaviors, rituals. We do this, people. So all of these anchors have their own sets of defined behaviors and rituals, goals, KPIs that they track on. And when you kind of understand this, you're like, oh yeah, culture isn't just the cool, fun sunglasses that hang in the office or the fun staff meeting. It is the total. Culture is everything. And I really encourage everybody to think that way, right? Whether you're a CEO, a leader, anybody inside of a company, culture is the total. And if you ever find yourself saying, oh, the company doesn't have a culture, an absence of a culture is actually a culture. That is also a very true thing. Don't think too much on that last one. It'll make your brain explode. And then lastly, sunglasses, the tangible, right? So we have ethos, our aspirational, why we exist, our playbook, actionable, how we behave, anchors, foundational, how we'll succeed, and then sunglasses, tangible, what we do. At our core, we are a sunglass company. And it's very important, as I was working on how we define, you know, sunglasses, like this is the product we sell that pay for everything. Every product we create must speak to the four Fs. And as I was thinking about this, I realized that it is impossible to separate product and customer. You cannot have a brand without them. I would know, because Gooder is the sixth company I've either started or been a part of starting, and the other five are failures. And I assure you, you need to make product that your customers love. That's why these are tied together. For our fun customer, access to escapism, you know, our products are fun, but the names, the wild drops we do. For the fashionable customer, we want to give them access to individuality. We believe you should be able to wear the same sunglasses whether you're working out or at happy hour. For the functional customer, everything we do, we give access to active. So it's no slip, no bounced, all polarized. And then affordability, we grant access, period. We make $25 active sunglasses for anyone. This is the core. That's all you really need to understand about our brand directive. Those four things, right? It is the ethos, aspirational, how we think, the playbook, actionable, how we behave, our anchors, this is foundational, how we'll succeed, and then there is sunglasses, which is the tangible, how we make money. And I'll leave you, it may seem simple, But it's simple now because I just spent all the time to put it back together. It took 9 years to create this. We self-founded Gooder in my downtown LA apartment. And today we have 150 plus people growing. We have this wild office we call the Lagoon. We refer to it as, you know, Tropaganda. People come up to us, come up to me on the street and talk to me about our product, talk to me about the brand. And there's this palpable feeling of how we created this connection. And so as we keep going, as we keep moving forward, it's really fundamentally important that not only I understand what we do, I message repeat it, I make sure the customer understands what they do, and then we all can keep at it, keep giving ourselves and our customers permission to be unabashedly themselves. That is it. Next podcast, Sean's going to join me, and he's actually going to ask questions. We're going to go through each of these methodically. We're going to do a mini-series on this brand directive, and as the Culture Gooder podcast moves forward, you realize that, oh, man, we define culture in a very particular way, and we are going to talk about everything that is in our culture, not just the really amazing people stuff we do, but also how we launch product, how we market product, how legit we are at operations, because it takes the total to make a brand, it takes everybody inside these walls to make this company thrive. And I want to make sure that we all understand that and we all celebrate these core parts of our culture and the people that make it possible, which is the customers who buy our product. Thank you all.